You are going to listen to an interview with Katie Jenkins, a young entrepreneur, about her success as a businesswoman. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Have you ever thought of launching your own business? Well, if you have, all you need is to come up with a good business idea and a bit of capital to get started. But is it really as easy as that? Katie Jenkins, 25, one of the country's youngest and most successful entrepreneurs, is in our studio today. Good morning, Katie. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me. Good morning.
Well, Katie, you're one of the youngest entrepreneurs in our country, aren't you? When you were 21, you took part in a program called Startup, and this changed your life.
Actually, I already had my own business when I was 16, while I was still at school and working part-time. I've always been a high achiever, you know, studying hard to be top of the class, trying out new things, making my own money by selling clothes and accessories, but, I'd always been interested in the concept of buying and selling property. So, I had always known that owning a real estate agency was my ambition in life.
So, you decided to set up your own real estate company?
Exactly. I was 21 and had just obtained my real estate manager's license when a friend told me about this program helping young people to found their own businesses. Startup is a one-year program that aims to help you through the first stages of setting up a business. When you apply for it, you have to submit a detailed business plan describing what product or service you are going to offer, the target group, and the market you have in mind, and an analysis of your competitors. So, in fact, you have to do a lot of market and customer research. Then, you have to be able to explain how you can turn your idea into a viable business, so as to avoid wasting lots of time and money.
Yes, money is certainly an issue.
You're right there. There are various ways of financing a startup business, like government support schemes, finding venture capital, or using crowdfunding, which is a more recent development. A rather traditional and boring funding option is securing a bank loan. That's what I did in the end. And I was lucky enough to have a wealthy uncle who believed in me and was willing to support me.
A business angel.
Exactly. However, money is not everything. In order to be accepted on the program, you also have to go in for an interview and convince the members of the panel of your personal qualities. You have to demonstrate perseverance and a desire to be successful. And yeah, eventually I got accepted and that's how it all started.
So, you were a sole trader first and all on your own.
A sole trader, yes, but not really on my own. You know, every participant in the program gets a lot of support, like legal and financial advice. And, of course, you have your own mentor. And Greg Jones supported me tremendously and taught me all I needed to know about customer service. Being young, I was certainly naive and wide-eyed and thought I could rely on useful tips from friends and find all the necessary information in books and on the net, which, of course, is not true. And later on, I was fortunate to learn from my business partner, Laura.
But things went well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. In my first year, my company secured the sale of 25 apartments, and I was able to sell them all within a month, which was quite a record. Business went smoothly, in spite of the worldwide financial crisis. People probably didn't want to put their money into banks and opted for real estate as a safe investment. After a couple of months, I was able to pay back all the money I had borrowed to get the company off the ground.
So, Katie, what have been the significant changes in your business since your participation in the programme?
So, you see, at the age of 21, I was incredibly proud of starting my real estate agency, Jenkins Real Estate. But after 1 year, I found it increasingly difficult to manage everything on my own. And I found a partner, Laura. Over a period of 3 years, our team has grown to 20 people operating in three different locations.
Wow, what a success. So what are your plans for the next 5 years? Do you still want to expand your business?
No, we're not thinking of expanding at the moment. Being the biggest and the best at everything can be exhausting. Now, our main focus is on high-end properties in special locations. That's the real estate brand I've always had in mind.
So what would your advice be to young entrepreneurs?
Don't give up. Get as much help as you can.
So would you recommend taking part in the programme Startup?
Definitely. It was the best thing I could have done. Of course, being self-employed is not always easy, but you do learn from your mistakes and then you must be willing to adapt quickly. And as with everything else, you need a bit of luck.
Well, everybody does. Thank you, Katie, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Have you ever thought of launching your own business? Well, if you have, all you need is to come up with a good business idea and a bit of capital to get started. But is it really as easy as that? Katie Jenkins, 25, one of the country's youngest and most successful entrepreneurs, is in our studio today. Good morning, Katie. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me. Good morning.
Well, Katie, you're one of the youngest entrepreneurs in our country, aren't you? When you were 21, you took part in a program called Startup, and this changed your life.
Actually, I already had my own business when I was 16, while I was still at school and working part-time. I've always been a high achiever, you know, studying hard to be top of the class, trying out new things, making my own money by selling clothes and accessories, but, I'd always been interested in the concept of buying and selling property. So I had always known that owning a real estate agency was my ambition in life.
So you decided to set up your own real estate company?
Exactly. I was 21 and had just obtained my real estate manager's license when a friend told me about this program helping young people to found their own businesses. Startup is a one-year program that aims to help you through the first stages of setting up a business. When you apply for it, you have to submit a detailed business plan describing what product or service you are going to offer, the target group and the market you have in mind, and an analysis of your competitors. So, in fact, you have to do a lot of market and customer research. Then, you have to be able to explain how you can turn your idea into a viable business, so as to avoid wasting lots of time and money.
Yes, money is certainly an issue.
You're right there. There are various ways of financing a startup business, like government support schemes, finding venture capital, or using crowdfunding, which is a more recent development. A rather traditional and boring funding option is securing a bank loan. That's what I did in the end. And I was lucky enough to have a wealthy uncle who believed in me and was willing to support me.
A business angel.
Exactly. However, money is not everything. In order to be accepted on the programme, you also have to go in for an interview and convince the members of the panel of your personal qualities. You have to demonstrate perseverance and a desire to be successful. And yeah, eventually I got accepted and that's how it all started.
So, you were a sole trader first and all on your own.
A sole trader, yes, but not really on my own. You know, every participant in the programme gets a lot of support, like legal and financial advice. And, of course, you have your own mentor. And Greg Jones supported me tremendously and taught me all I needed to know about customer service. Being young, I was certainly naive and wide-eyed and thought I could rely on useful tips from friends and find all the necessary information in books and on the net, which, of course, is not true. And later on, I was fortunate to learn from my business partner, Laura.
But things went well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. In my first year, my company secured the sale of 25 apartments, and I was able to sell them all within a month, which was quite a record. Business went smoothly, in spite of the worldwide financial crisis. People probably didn't want to put their money into banks and opted for real estate as a safe investment. After a couple of months, I was able to pay back all the money I had borrowed to get the company off the ground.
So, Katie, what have been the significant changes in your business since your participation in the programme?
So, you see, at the age of 21, I was incredibly proud of starting my real estate agency, Jenkins Real Estate. But after 1 year, I found it increasingly difficult to manage everything on my own. And I found a partner, Laura. Over a period of 3 years, our team has grown to 20 people operating in three different locations.
Wow, what a success. So, what are your plans for the next 5 years? Do you still want to expand your business?
No, we're not thinking of expanding at the moment. Being the biggest and the best at everything can be exhausting. Now, our main focus is on high-end properties in special locations. That's the real estate brand I've always had in mind.
So, what would your advice be to young entrepreneurs?
Don't give up. Get as much help as you can.
So, would you recommend taking part in the programme Startup?
Definitely. It was the best thing I could have done. Of course, being self-employed is not always easy, but you do learn from your mistakes and then you must be willing to adapt quickly. And, as with everything else, you need a bit of luck.
Well, everybody does. Thank you, Katie, for joining us today.
You're welcome.